Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Charlene Bass, and I'm trying to sign up for the KitchenAid. They said I won, and it won't let me put my email in.
Have you signed up for it before?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. What is it saying when you put the email in?
It just won't do nothing. It won't let me put it all in there. I get part of it on and then it stops.
What's the email?
snannyb1135@aol.com.
All right, you said S and it's nanny and B as in boy?
Yes, SNANNYB.
1135@AOL.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it did allow me to search it. It's not showing in the system, so that shouldn't be the problem. What web browser are you using?
You asked me a question. I don't know.
Because it sounds like it might be just a site issue with when you're typing it in, because it's not giving you an error. You said it's just not letting you put the information in.
Yeah, once I get part of it in and then it stops. That won't let me put the rest of it in. I've taken it out and put it in. I don't know how many times it just does the same thing.
You have a different email address. You can just try to see if it'll allow you to type all the way in.
I only have one.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not giving you an error message?
No.
Okay. Are you on the phone or a computer?
I'm on a computer.
Okay. See if you can try searching for, on your computer, a different web browser. If you're on Google Chrome, you can maybe try Internet Explorer.
That's where I'm at now, I think.
Okay. So try a different way.
I forget what I'm on. I forget.
Okay. Yeah, but that's the only thing it could be. You may have to try a different browser. Make sure there's no additional spaces when you're doing the email. But it sounds like it's just like a site issue to where it's not allowing you to finish.
Okay. I thought it was a space there, and I tried it again, and it does the same thing over again. So that's when I called you.
Okay.
Now I don't know how to get
it. Okay. Yes, that's the only thing I can suggest is doing a different browser. Also, the contest entry is a chance to win the product. So you're entering into a contest to see if you can win the product. And if you win it, they'll send it out. But you do pay a small fee to be entered into this contest.
Oh, they get you one way or the other, don't they? See, that I was supposed to win it out.
Mm-hmm.
They said I had won it. So that's false advertising.
Mm-hmm. So it does tell you in the terms and conditions that it's a contest entry as well. But I just have to let people know in case they, you know, assume that they already won, that you haven't won yet. You're just entering a chance to win it.
Now, see, they don't say that, do they? So, okay, well, I'll just forget about it then.
Okay.
I don't have the money to pay for it. I just thought it was free, so I was trying to get it for my sister-in-law, because she does a lot of baking and stuff.
Okay.
So,
well, I do apologize about any misunderstanding, but yes, ma'am. So if you see a survey that's like that, just make sure you read the terms and conditions, because it might be like a chance to win to where you have to enter a contest.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.